This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dale Willman. Members of Israel's war cabinet are in Washington this week for meetings with U.S. national security officials. The White House this weekend signaled what's on their agenda for the meetings. They're urging Israel to allow increased aid shipments into Gaza. And Vice President Kamala Harris says they're telling Israel not to move into the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake.
Harris also says they're pushing for a ceasefire that will allow the release of hostages. Two U.S. B-1B bombers were intercepted by Russian aircraft this weekend. While the bombers were flying over the Barents Sea in international airspace, the Pentagon says the interaction was considered to be safe and professional. The bombers were on a routine strategic deployment at the time of the incident. A ban on gender-affirming care for minors in Wyoming was signed by Governor Mark Gordon this weekend. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports that the law comes as 23 other states have adopted similar bans.
The ban outlaws gender-affirming surgeries for Wyoming youth, even though those surgeries aren't performed in the state. It also bans other forms of gender-affirming care that physicians broadly agree can be crucial to helping an already vulnerable population. Brittany Brown is an administrator at a clinic in Casper that provides trans patients with some kinds of gender-affirming care. Here she is before the decision was handed down.
It's so ironic to me that in the same session that passed a bill affirming parent rights, they now want to step in and say, but not that one. All the rights except the one about your child's medical care.
It's possible that Wyoming's ban could face a court challenge, similar to other states like Oklahoma, where a ban has been appealed to the 10th Circuit. For NPR News, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
Baseball star Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers is expected to make his first comments later today about a gambling scandal that involves his longtime interpreter. The scandal has also raised questions about Ohtani. More from reporter Steve Futterman.
It's not known whether Shohei Ohtani will simply read a statement or answer questions. The LA Dodgers superstar has not himself been accused of involvement in gambling, but money from his bank account was reportedly used to pay off massive gambling debts incurred by his interpreter. The interpreter has been fired by the Dodgers. Ohtani's attorneys say their client was the victim of massive theft. Dodger manager Dave Roberts says he hopes Ohtani can answer some questions.
I think it's the right thing to do, and I'm happy he's going to speak to what he knows and give his thoughts on the whole situation.
The gambling debts involved an alleged illegal bookmaking operation under federal investigation. Major League Baseball and the IRS are also conducting investigations. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News. North Korea says Japan is seeking a summit meeting between the two countries' leaders. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo, it would be the first such summit in 20 years.
Leader Kim Jong-un's sister Kim Yo-jong says that Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida wants to meet with her brother as soon as possible. But Kim Yo-jong added that just because Kishida wants a meeting doesn't mean he'll get one. State media quoted Kim as saying that if Japan antagonizes North Korea, it'll be treated as an enemy. North Korea has expressed anger at Japan, tightening military cooperation against it with the U.S. and South Korea. Kishida has publicly said he wants to meet with Kim and that he wants to secure the release of Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea in the 1970s and 1980s. North Korea returned several abductees about two decades ago. North Korea says there are none left, and it considers the case closed. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments on Tuesday over whether the abortion drug mifepristone was adequately tested. The case centers on whether the FDA overlooked serious safety issues when it made the drug easier to obtain. Chick-fil-A has dropped its no antibiotics ever pledge. Company officials say their new standard means they'll use no antibiotics that are important to human medicine. Under that arrangement, animal antibiotics will be limited to treating animal illness. Livestock producers have long used antibiotics as a growth enhancer. The drugs can rapidly increase weight gain in animals, from chickens and cows to include pigs and sheep and even fish. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in New York City.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.